Photo: First image of American mother and daughter hostages released by Hamas. By Rebecca Mansour on October 20, 2023. The Israeli government has released the first photograph of the two American hostages, a mother and daughter, since their release on Friday by the Hamas terrorists who held them captive in Gaza. The photo shows 59-year-old Judith Tyronen and her 17-year-old daughter, Natalie Ronan, being escorted by Israeli soldiers on Friday, following their release by Hamas, which continues to hold an estimated 200 men, women, and children hostage, including 10 Americans. Gal Hirsch, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's special coordinator for returning the hostages, is seen in the photo holding the hands of the freed Americans. Judith, an esthetician from Evanston, Illinois, and Natalie, a recent graduate of Deerfield High School, were in Israel to visit their family members at Kibbutz Nahal Oz for the Jewish holiday of Simchat Torah, when they were kidnapped by Hamas during the surprise attack on October 7. Judith's sister told Time magazine the events surround her sister and niece's kidnapping. "Saturday morning, we woke up to a devastating war. There were 150 terrorists in the kibbutz. I was in touch with Natalie and Judith through WhatsApp messages, because everybody there was told not to speak over the phone, or just whisper. The last message was at 12:18. Natalie wrote that they're hearing shots, and they're in the security room. And they're okay and they love us. That was the last signal of life we had from them. They stopped answering me. Hamas took the two husbands and Judith and Natalie handcuffed into a car. They were alive and uninjured according to the eyewitness. We know that they can be found alive. We know from an eyewitness that Hamas took them uninjured. This is why we have hope. We know that they left there on their feet, unharmed, from that apartment. But since then, we know nothing. And this is why time is crucial." During his Friday press briefing, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed the release of the two Americans, saying that he shares in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling. However, Blinken also noted that there are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for in this conflict, among the estimated 200 still held by Hamas. The Israeli government reported on X, formerly Twitter, that the Ronans are being escorted to an army base in central Israel where members of their family are waiting to greet them. Two of the hostages, mother and daughter Yehudit Tai and Natalie Shoshana Ronan, were released by the Hamas terror organization and were transferred to the Israeli border via the Red Cross. They are on their way to an army base in central Israel where their families are anxiously pic.twitter.com/zigfika1. Israel, at Israel, October 20, 2023. In his Oval Office address on Thursday night, President Joe Biden stated, "As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage." The Ronans were transported from Gaza to Israel by the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, which helped facilitate their release. In a statement Friday, the ICRC said it remains ready to visit the remaining hostages and to facilitate any future release following an agreement reached by the parties.